Best friends, I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today we are discussing The Mafia and the Baker by Mary Mendoza. I am going to address this book's reviews really quick because they were, I swear, I remember the reviews being higher than this when we chose to do this book. I thought it was like four something.
Oh, really? Are they
I
not?
thought so. I think I'm just misremembering. Maybe I'm mixing it up with another novella because they're 3.15. And I feel like, you
I
know.
still feel like that's pretty generous.
Yeah, but I'll read the back of the book really quick. It says, Annalise never thought she'd be trapped in an elevator with a member of the Miranda Mafia, the hottest one at that. After surviving an abduction, Annalise was content to live a perfectly normal life, working in her shop and baking delicious pastries. When she met Diaz, a member, okay, fine, the hottest member of the notorious Miranda Mafia, while stuck in an elevator, she thought it was just one of those once-in-a-lifetime encounters. She couldn't wrap her mind around the fact that he actually really liked her. She didn't really believe in love at first sight, but maybe, just maybe, there was something here. He was covered in tattoos, and all she had to offer were sugary treats. But maybe that was enough. Maybe she was enough.
You know, getting kidnapped can really do something to a girl. And her self-worth was at an all-time low.
It can really ruin the human psyche.
Yeah, so maybe I will be a little more forgiving.
That being said, what would you rate this book?
I would give it a 4.37 out of 10. I honestly didn't even want to put this on my Goodreads, but I needed it for my reading goal, so.
Yeah. I used to be like hesitant to put stuff on my Goodreads, but then I was like, who am I hiding from? You know? Because
Like,
I would say it to people's face. I'd be like, yeah, I read The Mafia and the Baker. I would say that out loud. So like, why am I afraid to put that in writing?
yeah, but also it's like there's people I work with that follow me on there.
Oh.
So
That's different. I don't have any coworkers on there. Just like casual acquaintances. Actually, at one point, I did have to get my best friend's little brother off of there because I started to feel weird.
oh, yeah.
I rated it slightly higher, but
Okay.
not high, just higher than what you did. I rated it 5.73 out of 10 because my reason is I was entertained the whole time. Was I impressed? No. But was I entertained for the entire 74 pages? Yes. And
Sure.
to me, that's worth something. I didn't feel like, because it took me what, like 25, 30 minutes to read it.
Right.
So, like, I didn't feel, or maybe, I'm trying to think, maybe I read a little slower than that. Maybe like a page a minute. It took me at most an hour to read
Yeah,
this.
not long.
So, like, it was time well spent still in my mind.
No, that's fair. And it did serve a purpose. Like I said, I did count it towards my reading goal. I think I took points off because of the cover.
The cover is bad.
Who are these people?
The woman in particular, like her mouth looks scary.
Like she just looks slightly like an uncanny valley-esque. I don't
Yeah.
know.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. I'm not gonna lie to you. Okay, so we'll start with the characters. I wanted to give a disclaimer before we talk about these characters. And I feel like I don't normally have to do this, but in general, all of the characters, including the main characters, just kind of sucked. Like they were shallow.
Just poorly written.
Yeah, they were just super underdeveloped, underbaked, if you will.
Yeah.
They were raw. They were raw.
Roar.
And I don't want to just harp on the author of this novella, but like it can be difficult, I understand, to like write a very short story and make the reader connect with characters. But we know that it can be done because we have
We've seen
like
it.
the success of the saint. I would have died for that scribe,
Yeah.
for Gwyn, you know? Like it can be done. And I just feel like this is like the least effective attempt I've ever read in a novella at making me care about the characters.
And honestly, I think I have noticed it more in like mafia novellas than anything else. And I think it's because like maybe some authors assume like you already kind of know what to get from like
From a mafia
mafia-esque
romance.
character. Yeah, it's like And I don't think that's true because it's like
Yeah.
every mafia book, it's been a slow burn. It's been like a development of each character. And like, I just don't think a novella
Yeah.
is the right vibe for that.
And the other thing is, if you're going to be like falling in love with a member of the mafia, like they're going to be deeply flawed individuals. They have
Yeah.
extremely questionable lifestyles and they're making horrible choices every day. And so I just feel like you really need to make us like fall in love with them personally to
Right.
get past the whole crime lord
I would say organized
aspect.
crime isn't something that just screams like security to me. So it's like, unless you're just already into that and in that world, like, I don't think any normal reader is going to be like, yeah, no, the insta love, like, mafia man, that tracks.
Yeah. And the
No,
thing
it
is,
doesn't.
it doesn't inherently, but you're right. Like people like you and me who have read other like well-written mafia romances, like we
Like,
understand
I
it.
understand where she's coming from.
Yeah, and we're like, I get it. I get what the story arc normally is. I
Yeah.
get the reasons that we do love morally gray characters. But yeah, if you're just like raw dogging a mafia romance novella, it's not gonna work.
No, and it didn't.
And it didn't, and it shows. Okay, so we'll talk about the characters starting with Annalise Annie Ann, also known
That
as Sugar.
was
Annalise Annie Ann. She is your run-of-the-mill, not like other girls, girl.
real name.
She is the Wattpad female main character prototype. I do want to say, there were redeeming qualities about her. I loved that she was an extremely talented baker and small business owner. Slay, you know? I feel like there were attempts made to try and get us to like her, but they weren't super
Again, they
effective.
were failed. Yeah.
Yeah.
They just didn't quite meet it. I will say, like, in another life, Annie, like, her drug addict alcoholic mom did sell her to One Direction.
And she was just caught off guard in her messy bun and sweatpants.
It's like that was interchangeable with literally any other Wattpad novel you could find out there.
Yeah.
She is, yeah, YN.
And
Like,
a lot of those are mafia inspired as well.
they
But like,
are.
so I didn't love her, especially because like we had this like unnecessary traumatic backstory for her. She was abducted at some point and survived, thankfully, but then like she fell in love immediately with a unhinged, obsessed stalker mafia guy, and I was like, wait.
It's not funny, but like when she was like, yeah, you're gonna find out about me, and like shows him like the newspaper article of her like being found after her abduction, I was like, now what did that serve in the plot?
I totally forgot that that's how she did it. But yeah, she Googled herself and was just like, here, I can't even look. Just handed in the
It's
phone.
so embarrassing. They caught me slacking and I did get kidnapped.
I've never been kidnapped, but I imagine that if I did survive a kidnapping, I would also make
I'd be
light of it.
embarrassed.
And I
Yeah.
would be like, it's really embarrassing, guys.
Like, I did survive, but like, I was not paying attention. I did get kidnapped.
And that would happen to me. Like, I sometimes am walking around with my little AirPods in. You can't do that.
Because it's like, after reading this book, like, she doesn't seem like someone who is very attentive to her surroundings, even a little bit. So
Well,
it does make sense.
no. She just like dragged four heavy boxes into an open, like, elevator that she left open. And then, like, a mafia man just gets on with her and she's like, oh.
She's like, yeah, thanks for holding the door, actually. And you know what? I would never get into any enclosed space with a man ever again. Like, if you've
Yeah.
been kidnapped, like, you're taking the stairs.
That's what I'm saying is like this backstory that we've been given, it seems so like stupid because she's not actually traumatized from it, but the writing makes it sound like she is, but she's not.
Yeah,
You know
it
what I
didn't
mean?
scare you enough. Maybe they should try again.
Another like interesting thing about her, and I guess this is maybe more of the overarching theme. Like it's not necessarily the backstory is not the issue. It's the inconsistency in her character, because also she was like acting like so shy and like so timid. And then the second they started having sex, like her mouth was filthier than his. And I was like, whoa.
Like he turned very like timid and was like, holy shit. Like,
And then he was scared. He was like, oh my God, did
can I
she?
keep up with that?
I just thought she was inconsistent.
Maybe it was one of those things where she's like, I have a very dark, twisted background and it's molded me into who I am today. But like, I
Maybe.
just don't think that was hashed out enough
No, and
for it
again,
to work.
hard to do in a novella. So I feel like if you want like this level of complexity, one, either be a better writer, or two, write a longer book, maybe.
Maybe reconsider perfecting your craft.
I don't know. It's hard to say because, like, I have never written a novella specifically, but, like,
I'm
I
just
just.
so confident that that wasn't the right way to do it.
No, I know this because I have read The Right Way to Do It, you know?
Because I have eyes
And a
and the
brain.
ability to comprehend words.
Let's move on to
Anyway.
Diaz. One thing I liked about Diaz is, I want to specify, I love a fictional man who is unhealthily obsessed with a woman in
Yeah,
a
we don't want
romantic
that
way.
in like real life.
No, not in real life, but I eat it up in stories. I love that about him. He's not the worst thing about this book.
He's not, but there were also some things that were just so like cringy the way he went about. I don't know. And maybe it's like a personal thing for me. I'll go over it in the things we don't like.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, we have a lot of those.
like sometimes I feel like, especially in mafia romances, like the main male character almost gets like caveman
And then it's like,
man, and
ooh, too
then
far.
it's like really off-putting. And I feel like there were times where that happened with him, but overall, I did like his character just fine.
Yeah, I'm thinking specifically when they went and got burritos and she like, what was that guy's name? Bert?
Yeah, Bert.
She like moaned Bert's name because the
Which
burrito
is
was
like a crazy thing to do in general.
That's insane. First of all, leave that man alone. But then he was like, don't
Didn't
fucking do
like
that.
that.
That was actually kind of funny and it made me laugh.
It was funny.
Add that to the list of things I did like. Was that paragraph specifically was funny?
Because Bert was like, eh, this guy, like, he's
Yeah,
such
and
a
Bert's like, I'm gonna
jokester.
go home now.
But like, who does that? That is not the first time I've read that in a book where
Were
it's like,
they?
wow, you must really enjoy that food. It's like, no, act like a fucking human.
Yeah, I have never once moaned from eating something. Like, get
No.
a grip.
Not even
You can say this is really good.
like the starving like female characters in the fantasy books. They don't even do that.
No, they
And they haven't had
don't.
food in years.
Now, I already mentioned the characters are all really shallow and underdeveloped, and we don't care about any of them. So I'm going to go through these really quickly. There was Xanth or Xanthi and Yuna or Yina, depending on the paragraph,
Because
because
there were so many
there were both
typos.
so many typos. And they basically just served as the obligatory, quirky BFF characters. Like, they're
They
just
weren't
there.
like concerned enough, in
Yeah.
my opinion.
No, they were like, go get your mafia man, even though you were kidnapped like last
Like,
year. Have
first
fun.
of all, it's crazy that Diaz is like so well known. Like, I don't feel like you're probably doing your job very well. So many people know you're in the mafia, unless they want you to know that. I'm not sure. But they were like, yeah, good for you. And it's
Yeah.
like, no, if my friend somehow found themselves entwined with the mafia, like, I think I'd be a little concerned.
I would ask more questions for sure.
It's like, are they holding something against you?
Are you being blackmailed?
Or is this
Maybe.
voluntary? Because that seems like a pretty irrational decision to make.
Especially whenever you're just like a regular, like small business owner who
He's
got
been
kidnapped last
kidnapped before.
year. Yeah,
Yeah.
agreed. There's also Lauren and Zaid. Zaid is like the what's that called? Like the
He's the
boss,
underboss.
the underboss. And then Lawrence's wife, who Annalise knew already from like being a shop owner,
But not well.
but not well. They were acquaintances, but then they become best
She's
friends, of
fine.
course. Yeah, I mean, whatever. Like, they're fine. Again, they just exist to like try and round out Diaz as a character, but it was not like it was fine.
Yeah. Also, yeah, I felt like I needed to pull out my little hierarchy thing that we did of the mafia.
Yeah, we need to brush up on that because I was like, what are
I
all
can't
these
remember the
roles?
roles that we
Yeah.
discussed.
Because she called Diaz an enforcer, which I think that's just basically like the muscle that
He
goes
keeps
around
everyone
and
in line.
like scares people into giving them their money and shit.
Which is probably like the one you maybe don't want to be with. That's probably why he's so well known then, because he's
Yeah,
out there like
actually,
he's amongst the public.
that makes sense,
It
yeah.
does make sense.
And then we have Linus. I'm not sure.
I don't
He's
know.
the guy that betrayed them, and he was like, I was actually a double agent all along, and then tried to like kidnap Annie.
Yeah, I was like, wait, who is that? When like it was Linus all along, I was like, oh,
He had been around,
okay.
but again, there were so many things that were started and not finished, and there were so many plot holes, and there were so many characters that I just was like, what's going on? And by the time we got to the end, I was like,
I don't even care anymore. I just need them to wrap it up.
in like the last chapter, there was a whole cast of characters that were
Yeah.
getting like name dropped, and it was like Dom and oh, I can't even remember any, but there were like five names that we hadn't seen the entire story, and they just got like name dropped, and I was like, what's going on? Like, genuinely.
I was like, did
And
you do
then
like a contest to like your followers can have their name put in your small novella
yeah.
and like.
She's like, pay $20 to get mentioned in here. Yeah, because it was just like all of a sudden there were 30 characters in this book. And then lastly, there's Lola Bella, and she is just again, she just
She's an old
exists to
lady.
be sweet and give the mobsters a soft side, and I don't know. I didn't care.
Unnecessary.
Yeah. So that's all the
That's
characters.
that.
Okay, let's start with things that we liked, because I already said I do love an obsessed mafia main male character, and I was entertained through like the whole story. It was short, which helps.
I
That
love that it was short.
it's I love that. And then there was whenever they were like fucking for the first time, and he was like, "You're my forever, got me where forever." That's obviously like really unhinged behavior, but I was like, okay, it's like a little hot, like a little.
That's like so funny that you put that there because
You hated it?
I'm gonna piggyback off that later because I actually hated that. But it
Because it
wasn't
was.
even that part. It was more like how he told her he loved her like six times,
Oh, I
like
know. They both were doing that.
mid bang. And it's like that was the first time you guys ever slept together, and that's crazy.
I hated what he said immediately before it. He said, "You're sunshine and sugar, sweetheart." And I was like, "So don't get me wrong.
Disgusting.
I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel to find nice things to say."
I didn't have anything nice to say.
Well, now we can move on to the mean stuff. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So we already have said on the podcast before, we're not insta love girlies. That's not necessarily the fault of this author, because like that's just a trope,
That's just how a novella goes.
how it goes. And so I won't hold that against her. What I will hold against her is that the writing was giving a cross between a 13-year-old Wattpad author and a 35-year-old millennial humor, like memester babe. You know, so I didn't know like if a child was writing this or like a woman, and the editing issues were so glaring. Like at the beginning, she originally was going to the 11th floor, but then she said they're on the 7th floor. The names were spelled different ways. There were like plot holes, because I'm still so confused why he got in the elevator in the first place. And then they were like, he was clearing the floor with a gun. But
It's
nothing
like
was happening.
that would be so jarring and concerning as just like a normal citizen. If someone's like, I gotta clear the floor really quick and like pulls out a gun.
But there was no one on the floor. And I was just like, why was he here? You know what I mean? And then she was like, wait, I didn't think about why is a mafia guy in the elevator with me? And it's like, yeah, why? And then
Yeah, maybe let's
it
ask
was
those questions before you get on the elevator with
but
him.
then the author never answered it. I was just like so confused.
Yeah, they would just do weird things. Like she would just add in weird sentences that like didn't make sense. I saw you wrote this down too. Like it was like, "Will you take your hair down for me?" And she's like, "It was cold, but not cold enough to say no." And it was like,
Yeah, like what?
that doesn't make sense.
Because if you took your hair down and it was hot, like, yeah, that would be uncomfortable. But if it's cold, it's not going to make a difference. Another thing I absolutely hated was she wrote, her little fists held onto him for dear life. And I think that's a lifetime sentence in jail.
There were a lot of things, and I was like, can we actually not say that?
So after she sh like was telling him that she got abducted, he was like, this is a direct quote. I wish your abductor was still alive so I can kill him. And there's an exclamation
off.
point at the end, so I feel like I read that with the correct inflection.
It was like an anime character.
Yes. And I said, okay, drama king. And
Yeah,
then,
literally.
oh, because she got abducted. But she was like, she'd only known him for a day, but she trusted him implicitly. Like, girl,
Be
what?
for real. And like when he just for it was like his first like point of view. And he was like talking about her and he like caught a glimpse of her skin, and which is weird that like that's just what did it for him. He was like, ooh, her creamy skin. Like, I bet she'd be creamy everywhere. And I was like, stop!
Okay, Buffalo Bill.
That's so gross.
Oh, God. And then again, from his point of view, it was his hand shook as he fitted himself to the notch between her legs. I was like, what are, do we have a thesaurus out? And we're getting real creative. Speaking of not normal words, he called them having sex mating.
Like, what are you, a fairy prince? Like, you've confused your genres.
Also, he always lost it when she said all the dirty words. I was picturing, you know, that OG meme guy where he's doing the little fist pump and he's like, all the things.
Yes.
I was like, oh my God, all the dirty words.
Woo!
Ah.
Getting every single one of them. Now, my biggest like ick was when they were like driving home and he was like, yeah, we're gonna do it, but he like was not using full sentences. He was like, need you home, need you on bed. And I was like, ew.
Her
And like
typo,
those
though,
were like
honestly.
real words that he was saying out loud and like not in his head, like to
Oh
another person.
my God, I just hope that she missed that in editing because that's rough.
I want to give her the benefit of the doubt, but I won't.
Getting harder by the second.
I can't keep defending her.
We haven't defended her once.
No.
Won't.
I won't start now because we're actually at the end of our episode. That's all we had.
Wow.
What a terrible book.
That was rough. But you know, one thing I was saying to Tabby earlier is like, we can't always be reading the cream of the crop. You know, like, we have to mix it
The
up.
creamy skin of the books.
Let's just post this unedited.
Yeah.
Roar. Because that's what Mary Mendoza did with this novella. And next week, join us as we take on Abby Jimenez's trilogy that she has out. The first one is Part of Your World. I'm actually so excited about these because
Yes.
we've never read her work before, but every review that I've seen, everyone I've talked to that's read these books, like, loves them. They say they're so good, they're so funny. And we're just trying to keep it like light for the summer since we originally were going to do Throne of Glass, but we just didn't have the time to dedicate.
Which is okay, it happens.
It does happen.
And then the week after, we'll be in Minnesota discussing Oathkeeper on the Other Hand by Ellie Lieberman, which is another fun little novella that we're going to be doing. I don't know if it's actually fun, but.
I don't know. It seems interesting though. It's like the plot is that an oath keeper steals a dragon egg and then is like caught between more than one oath or
Whoa.
something. So I don't know
Yeah.
what the vibe's gonna be, but it looked cool.
Because also, if you type in Oathkeeper, there's a motorcycle club series that will pop up too.
Yeah.
So it is on the other hand, not the motorcycle club.
Yeah, and we will not unfortunately be doing that in the coming weeks, but maybe in the future.
Maybe later. We've not done a motorcycle club before.
We haven't. We should. Maybe that should be our first one.
A little MC action.
So, go ahead. Get started on Part of Your World by Abby Jimenez and Oathkeeper on the Other Hand by Ellie Lieberman. If you haven't already, we'll talk to you next time, and as always,
Let's get lit.